Now, verse 14, the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people that they should be ready for that day. Now you can imagine the effect that it had upon these people. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan, the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was perplexed. Susa, the capital, was perplexed, this great city. The population, they couldn't understand this. These people were not traitors. They had not committed a great crime. And why should extreme measures be used like this to try to exterminate them? And so out over the kingdom, there goes these riders with this message. And when these people there in the capital saw it first, why, they were perplexed. But didn't bother the king. He and old Haman, they sat down and had their cocktails together that evening. They had the happy hour, and they were delighted. Now, the king did not realize that that law that was going into effect would touch his queen. He didn't know at this time that she belonged to the nation Israel. He didn't realize that, and he will find it out in time. But that law now is to exterminate these people. Now, the law cannot be revoked. We've already seen one law that set aside Vashti the queen, and it couldn't be changed. Even the king couldn't change it. Now, this law, having been made and sent out and passed with the king's signature, it's the law of the Medes and Persians. It can't be changed. Now, how will God save his people? There'll have to be another decree made. Somebody's going to have to intervene. And by the way, God had been preparing for this. We've opened this book, talked about the providence of God. And we looked in a pagan palace where there was a drunken orgy going on, several thousand attending a banquet. And a family scandal is revealed, and the queen refused to obey the king, and she's set aside. And somebody says, what's that got to do with it? Has everything to do with it. God was moving. God's going to move into a position right next to the throne, a person that's going to be the means of saving these people. God does it by his providence. This king didn't say, now I want to do God's will. He's not interested in God's will. But God will overrule him. After all, when Caesar Augustus signed a tax bill, and on that tax bill, why, all the world was to be taxed. And suppose that you and I had been there and we'd said, say, Caesar, did you know that when you sign that tax bill, you're fulfilling prophecy because you're going to cause a maiden up at Nazareth to get down to Bethlehem and she's going to have a baby down there and that's going to be the fulfillment of prophecy. And I think old Caesar Augustus would have laughed and said, I don't know anything about babies, but I do know about taxes, and that's a tax bill, and he signs it. And you know, that's the way that it moved. God was back in Caesar's palace, too. Standeth God in the shadows, keeping watch over his own. Now, it may be that we do need more police today, and I think we do, and it's not safe on the street. But thank God we have a God that's standing in the shadows, keeping watch over his own, because Satan would like to destroy his own today. Now, this decree's gone out, and it's not going to be altered or changed. If you think that the king is going to be able to just revoke it, you're wrong. He won't be able to.